Lori Mildice Hill is the wife of a Marine who's serving with Bravo Company of the 1st Marines, 5th Battalion. Gunnery Sergeant Darrell Hill has been serving in Fallujah, Iraq, and he's been overseas since last November. While he's gone, Mrs. Hill carries on with her professional life and cares for her kids in San Diego, California. And she has agreed to tape record her thoughts for us once in a while. This is her radio diary, recorded as Marines were involved in heavy fighting in Fallujah.
This is Lori Mildice Hill, and today is Monday, April 26, 2004. To give a little bit of background, I come from a Marine Corps family. My father was a Marine who served during World War II, and my daughter, who is almost 18, intends on being a Marine. So it's something that has been part of my life since before I was born and probably will continue to be part of my life until the day I die. I think that the mission that they're on now has taken a lot of the Marine families kind of off guard. We encountered some Marines in Bravo Company who were killed in action. One of them was married. So we had a lot of other wives who were understandably upset. The funeral was a full military funeral, and it's very hard to detach yourself completely from the situation. You try, but when you know that your husband is currently in the middle of the very same thing, you put yourself in that wife's shoes, and you know that it could be you tomorrow or next week, and it's just very difficult to know that. On Saturday, the 24th, I went to the commissary to do my grocery shopping, and after I'd done my shopping and was coming off, I went off through the main gate, and there were protesters outside the gate. And these people had signs saying, "Bring home our troops," which to me is just a masked protest. And things like, "The only people who are suffering are innocent children and they're being killed," or something like that. And to say that I was hurt by that is an understatement. I understand that we have a free country, and I understand that they have the right to protest. But don't protest in my front yard where I have no control over what my husband is doing, and nor does he. The best thing that I saw was a naval officer who was standing out there handing out flags. And I thought to myself, thank God that there was someone strong enough to stand out there in a uniform and support us, because I didn't have the strength to do that. You know, it's obviously a very difficult time for everyone, but protesting outside a base isn't going to change anything. I think that for now, that's probably all that I have to add. I will continue to add more as I have it. Okay, thanks.
Entries in the radio diary of Lori Mildice Hill of San Diego. Her husband is a Marine serving in Iraq.